systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 14th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And we have... Today is our 10th fucking episode, dude. We've been doing this... Excuse me. I apologize for that. We've been doing this for fucking... This is the 10th show, dude.
Yeah, I
said when we first started this, if we made it to 5 shows and got on iTunes and all that shit, I was gonna fucking call it a success and walk away. So we fucking came 10 shows and I'm not sick of it yet, are you?
No.
I don't think Travis is. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. So, yesterday I forgot to turn my phone off, phone rang, and it was this kid, Sean, who I haven't seen in a while.
Man.
And
man, Sean.
It was this man, Sean, that I haven't seen in a while because he moved away to Arizona, and yeah, so I got him on the show. Hi, Sean.
How you doing, Matt?
Good.
I want to say hi to everybody. I'm Sean. I'll be guest talking on the Jam Hole.
That's right, the fucking jamhole.com. I hope everyone's been voting for us on the podcast
probably
tally.
Not
no have
all.
You checked it though?
I haven't.
We were around 30, I think.
Really? That's kind of
for the comedy ranking though, not overall.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. We're I don't know, whatever.
Don't worry,
I'll vote. I'll
vote for you guys as soon as
you
I
should.
Get a computer.
We're all going to open up like 10 fucking different email addresses, and we'll all just vote for ourselves. So fuck everyone else.
You know, if I use all the names from the various, you know, names I have on dating websites, my various aliases, I've got probably got a good 20 or 30.
Nice. So I was thinking, we went and falfed before the show again. That was... Not as fun as it was yesterday.
It wasn't very nice at all.
My arm was killed, and yeah, we didn't even finish the game out there.
Yeah, where did we stop? 12?
Yeah, something like that. Like, and I'm done. My arm hurts.
We were kind of close to, like, where we were parked.
Yeah, it was cool because there was nobody there except for these other falfers that they were all, like, G'd up. Did you guys
see
that?
Yeah, two of them were, like, almost black.
I know,
almost,
man.
I was like, whoa.
They had the clothing.
Right.
Close enough for out here, man.
Yeah,
right.
It's as black as they come
That's
here.
Close as it, yeah.
Almost too close to call.
No,
right?
If they get any blacker out here, they end up in jail, so.
Yeah.
Wow, why? How did it go there again?
Just,
I don't know. Probably because you're white bread.
I'm wonder bread. All right, well, dude, I was at this bank today, and I saw this fucking red Cavalier, and it had these bright, glittery letters, like, on the front, on the windshield and the back window, and on the front, it said, God is good. And, like,
are you serious?
They had to be, like, three inches tall, and on the back, it said, John 3:3, we all must be born again, and...
Wow.
I know, dude. I was like, why, how, what does that have anything to do with driving a car or anything at all?
You should have took a picture of that.
I was gonna, but then, I don't know, I thought, I was kind of stoned, so I maybe a little paranoid, but I thought I would have taken the picture, and then whoever owned the car would have seen me and, like, came running out, and then I would have probably hit him or something, and it would have just been a bad situation.
So can I pose an interesting question here, then?
Sure.
On the subject of that, what kind of car do you think Jesus would drive?
Jesus drives a hot rod?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't
that a ministry song?
I think so.
Maybe. I disagree. I think he drives a Volkswagen bus covered in flowers and Save the Earth Greenpeace bumper stickers.
Yeah, he was probably a hippie.
Mainly because a lot of people you see driving
those look... Because he walked around in sandals.
Yeah.
And then had long hair.
And a lot of people driving those look like Jesus.
Did they have such a thing as, like, haircuts back then?
I don't know.
I think everyone kind of had long hair. It wasn't like, oh, hey, you hippie. It was like, oh, hey,
dude.
Everyone
else. Everyone else.
Normal-looking guy. But, yeah, I hate that shit. That's, to me, that is worse, or, no, I'd say it's as bad as Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your door and waking you up and saying, you know,
yeah, Joe Hunter's bad.
Yeah, we want you to believe in all this stupid shit that could never. It's stupid shit. I don't even know how else to describe it. It's just fucking dumb. It's like fairy tales. It's like Santa Claus, you know? It's stupid. And, so I got that new pipe today that I showed you. So what happened was, it was this morning, last night we kind of clogged it up a little bit and we didn't want to fuck with it, so we just used something else. And so I was trying to smoke and it was just so clogged, so I grabbed this big fucking safety pin and I pushed it into the hole.
Is it that one on your backpack?
Yeah, that one. Damn. I usually use that, but I pushed it too hard and I felt it like go further than it should have, and I was like, oh fuck, dude. And I looked at it and there was a whole chunk just taken out.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
I had to go buy a new one, but that one's pretty sweet. Oh, and then while I was at the head shop, the guy saw, because I had my work shirt on, which I don't know if that was the smartest thing. But
yeah, that's kind of
apparently bad. They get water from us. So he's like, wow. Yeah, I was on delivery, but now I'm not, and I just keep forgetting to go in owner of head shop, you know. Yeah. I guess, go figure. But yeah, so he's like, you got any water on your truck? I'm like, yeah. So I fucking he sold me a pipe, I sold him some water. It was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I didn't want to like call in over the radio and be like, I just sold two jugs of water to the head shop, because they would have been like, well, what are you doing at the head shop? And I'm like, what?
It wasn't on your route.
Yeah, right. It was way not on my route either. I wasn't anywhere near the highway, but yeah. So that's cool. That new pipe is going to be so pretty. It's all dichromatic and fucking rainbowy. It looks kind of like a girl's pipe, but
yeah, but
it's I'm okay with that.
It suits you well, man.
It does. I'm secure enough in my sexuality to have a glittery pipe.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
Oh, yeah. So St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Are you guys Irish? You're fucking...
I'm very Irish.
Pasty. You're borderline ginger / Irish.
Yeah,
minus the freckles.
And I can drink like the Irish, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to put a picture of you on there so all the ladies can be like, oh, the nigga, what's happening? They're a cow in the house.
Hey, they don't mind a little cream in their coffee. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, that's right. So, I don't understand how, like... Who says you can just make up holidays? Like, how would we get a holiday made up? Because that seems like St. Patrick's Day and Valentine's Day and Memorial Day and Labor Day and the 4th of July, they're all just fucking made up holidays.
Well,
but they one thing people always do on these holidays is get completely drunk and wasted. So I kind of thought, like, because liquor's a government, kind of, they have their little fucking fat fingers in liquor sales.
When you think about it, though, every holiday is an excuse to drink, because everyone gets drunk on every single holiday.
And that's what I'm saying. And, like, then we have Columbus Day. And Columbus, if you read what really happened, he basically just came in, made all those Indians or whoever the fuck, the natives, I guess, slaves, made them, like, get gold. And if they didn't bring back a certain amount, he'd cut off fingers and shit. Like, he was a bad dude. So
and,
I don't get... If we have Columbus Day, that's just like giving fucking Hitler a holiday. I don't get it.
The funny thing was, he wasn't no great explorer. He got fucking lost.
Right.
Dude, didn't know where he was going. And
that's like us, how stupid we are as a society. We like celebrate that. It just seems so fucking stupid to me. I guess because I don't drink partially, so I feel all left out and shit. But
most holidays are pretty stupid, though.
And if you
anyway.
Look at it, people get wasted and then they have to drive and then they're fucking like killing people, which is cool. I'm all about killing people. There's way too many of them as is, but
well, we do have the highest rating of drunk driving,
right, in Montana.
And
damn
the highest
proud.
Like, and there's like the most meth here too, I guess. There's
yeah, we have like all those fucking meth billboards and shit, and it's so
did you
nasty.
Ever, did you see that movie that HBO did called Meth Montana?
No, I don't think
HBO,
is there really a movie?
Yeah, HBO came to Montana and did a show about meth.
Wow.
Yeah, and they like paid these people money.
So yeah, you're listening to the Jam Hole coming from the meth capital of the what, the fucking world?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. We should get like sound clips out of that fucking show and play them and be like, yeah, we have to deal with this every fucking day. I mean, can you picture, though, if you were like a tourist coming from a nice, rich neighborhood and then you're driving through there going to like Glacier Park or something, and you see that, you're like, you know, it's obviously there because there's a problem, you know? It just looks bad. It looks trashy, you know? It's like
really
fucking
bad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Drugs but, bad.
Yeah, and then like, and Thanksgiving, like, that's just all these fat fucking people. They're like, oh, I'm gonna have to unbuckle the belt tonight, you know? And then they get fucking fat and they're like, well, I'll go on a diet after the holidays. But then fucking Christmas rolls around and they eat fucking even more. And I just don't understand who, like, way back when, if you go to before there were holidays and then go a little ahead of that when they first started happening, like, who right. made it? I bet it was strong government ties.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure
what
it was
I'm
all
saying.
Government, yeah. Government
then,
makes
you know,
up
they,
all the holidays.
They get money on all the liquor they sell, and then on Christmas time, it's like, oh, you better go buy some presents and shit, otherwise your Christmas is gonna suck. And it's like, we don't even fucking believe in that, but we might as well fucking do it, because everyone else is doing it. And then they tax all the goods that you buy, and bam, they're fucking... They're stupid.
Didn't they just make 9/11 a holiday now?
They probably did. They're like, we're going to crash some planes into some buildings, kill a few people, and then we'll make it into a holiday, and then we'll have fucking... We'll get all wasted and remember.
Never forget.
Remembrance Day.
Right.
We call it... Get wasted and forget.
Remembrance Day for America.
We apparently also have George Bush in the studio tonight.
That's right. Coming in to talk to you about... American.
Oh my god. Oh, and actually, this kid, you're living here now, aren't you?
I am. That is correct, sir.
Well, people should know that from the last show.
I see you Googled
me. Yeah. So this kid, like, back in the day when we used to kick rhymes on the corner and fucking break dance on pieces of cardboard.
Kick like a ninja.
In the fucking snow and shit. He used to write with us and fucking lay down tracks and... Maybe we'll play one of those at the end of the show. Some of that new school shit we made way back when.
Can we really call it new school?
Was that like 2 years ago?
Can it really be new school? It was like 3 or 4 years ago. Right. That was a while ago, man. 03.
It was good stuff, though. Good stuff. The other thing I kind of wanted to talk about is this. We talked about this not like way before I had this show and stuff. We were all tripping on shrooms, and I don't know, for some reason it just fucking cracked us up. But I don't know if it'll translate well now because I'm not hallucinating on like a quarter ounce of mushrooms.
Right.
But we thought it would be weird to say like if from the beginning of time all the way till now, if people had evolved. Just like they are, but without hands, like you had nubs instead, but they would be like tapered, you know, like how everything would just be so different, because we use our hands for so many things. Like I don't know, we just I kind of envision a world with like big buttons everywhere that you would push with your nub. I was talking to Ryan about this, and he told me to coin the term nub receptacles. They'd be these big things you'd insert your nubs in, and then you'd like move them around and do whatever it was you had to do and shit. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I don't think clapping would be around.
Right, it'd be more like
just knocking,
knocking, like a
knocking or Yahoo.
They won't clap. They'll knock.
Yeah, right.
You know, no high fives.
No.
People wouldn't hold hands. They'd rub nubs. And you know, it wouldn't really
do you
be.
Think girls would have like the opposite of a nub, like
an inverted
nub, yeah. And then you'd like connect nubs.
I sure hope so, because that's just two more holes on a girl that I can stick my Jimmy in.
Amen to that, brother.
And you know, the other thing is about that is there would be no fisting a girl either. You'd be nubbing her.
Well, and that was another thing I brought up, was the nub would be tapered. So would anal, like, would there be any butt plugs or anything, or would you just use like a nub in there? Well, like, if you tried to do the shocker, would it be with your two nubs? It'd be like one in the butt and two. Well, it'd just be one, I guess. I don't know.
I think the shocker would be some kind of highly coordinated nose and tongue technique. You know,
right? Yeah, we would still have tongues. The only thing, I mean, we'd be exactly as we were, but I mean, what do you think, like, work and everything, like just the whole way society function? I mean, that's obviously it would. We would have evolved differently, so everything we have now would be totally different. We would have been used to that. So
it's hard to imagine.
I know. I guess you need to be on shrooms to fucking think of that. But
I guess so. But I can see where you're going with that. Kind of.
Thank you. I try. Did any of you guys have any, did anything happen to you today? You just
not really.
Sat home on MySpace again? Oh, I'm not going to Missoula, and I wanted to bring up the whole women thing and how they play all these fucking games, you know? I'm not talking about her in particular, but in general, of like the last, let's say, six girls. Okay, one of them worked at a casino, one of them worked at a haircut place, one of them worked in a movie theater, and like, it's all the same thing. They would always like flirt with you, and then like, you guys would, you know, can I get your number, or she'd give you your number and shit. And then, like, when, I don't know, when you wanted to go do stuff or something, they were always doing something else. It's like, well, why did you say that in the first place or do that? It's just, why waste your time, you know? It just seems really fucking annoying that women play games and shit. I'm done with women. That's why I'm looking at you,
so,
babe.
That's kind of creepy.
You know, being
gay... How's relationship life?
It's going all right, you know.
Has
I mean,
its ups and downs.
You know, she's got about 6 kids. You know, none of them are mine. You know,
well, that's good.
You know, her wow. first relationship. She's got little Jerome. And then there's little Paco and little Yao. And, you know, she traveled a lot. She, you know, she's been around the world a time or two. Got a kid each trip. Kind of like a bumper sticker, you know.
That's nice.
Kind of like a bumper sticker.
I don't envy you, I must say.
Oh, no, it's great. Sometimes I lay them all in the ground and, you know, we play, you know, ethnicity rainbow games and stuff like that. It's great, you know.
Come on, kids. Hop on the ethnic train. Woo-woo. Well, cool. That's about all I really had. Yeah, you want to do some news?
I guess we can.
We can do some news.
Sounds good.
I think that's news.
What I'm going to call the bit now. It's just do some news.
Do some news.
I'm not even going to make a cheesy sound clip.
Can you make that into one word? Do some news.
Do some news.
Do some news.
Let's do some news. Okay. Who wants to go first? Oh, we got a rock, paper, scissor for this. I don't know how we're going to do this three-way, but let's try it.
Okay. Well.
One, two, three, shoot.
I'm not ready.
All right. Well, we tied, so no. You go first.
Who?
You.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Because you weren't
good.
Ready.
See, Richland teen accused of attempting to abduct a girl.
A girl?
Yeah.
You want to be a little louder?
Okay.
Just a little.
A 16-year-old Richmond High School boy is Perfect. Accused of attempting to kidnap another student from her home.
So someone she went to school with is trying to kidnap her? Like, he doesn't see her enough at school or something?
I don't
or
know.
What?
I guess I can read some more of the
okay.
story.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Police say the teen, wearing dark clothing and a ski mask, called the girl outside her home Thursday night and demanded that she go into the backyard. She managed to escape back into the house. The boy had a note demanding that she have sex with him for the rest of the year or something would happen
for the rest
to her
of
family.
Man,
for the rest of the year, and then what? Then I'm done with
yeah,
you.
And that's it. That's all I want to fuck you for. I
that's not
fuck
very dedicated. Like, you think it'd have to be worth what the jail sentence for kidnapping?
Well, he doesn't
someone.
Want a relationship, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess well, not everyone's know. Looking for a relationship.
I mean, come on, 4 sex in high school sounds like a relationship to me, man.
That's what it was when I was in high
and
school.
He was arrested in jail.
Is she a so. Teacher?
No.
Oh wow.
It's like yeah. just a girl he went to school with.
Can I say something about this, man?
Please.
See, this is what's wrong with the world today, man. Like,
among other
things. You know, the biggest problem is these kids are so fucked up. They can't even date right. They don't even know how to approach a girl and say, hey, I bought you some fucking shit. Here, will you suck my dick, you know? They got to break
into
their house.
That's how you do it.
That's all it is, too. It's just like a big game of, I'm going to give you this. What will I get in return?
A blowjob, hopefully.
The girl's lucky because we're fucking stupid and we think with this thing for some reason, and then they're like, oh, I can use you for whatever.
It's
we're like, okay, whatever you want to do. It's fucking stupid because they know that and they totally take advantage of it.
I agree.
I feel so exploited now.
You know, I seem to wonder now if even the girls are more mixed up than the guys because it's like they don't even know how to exploit a man properly.
No, I mean, it's happened ever since the beginning of time. I mean, look at Adam and Eve. Everything was cool. Adam had all these cool animals.
Sure, he
was
did.
Naming shit.
He was doing
chilling
good.
Chilling with God, and then God's like, I'm not into hanging out with you anymore, so here's this chick thing. Yeah. And Adam's like, all right, cool. And everything was cool, and then yeah. she had to fuck it all up, and yeah. they've been fucking shit up ever since.
Yeah. And all started because he said, hey, I'm hungry. She said, here, eat this apple and quit bitching.
And then that was the end of that. Fucking women, dude.
I don't know, man.
But what can you do? You obviously can't live with them, and
you can go gay.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's an option.
I don't know. I don't think I could. Maybe if he was shaven on his face and like I closed my eyes, but I don't know. Maybe like a tranny.
Post-op or pre-op?
What's the difference?
Post-op is after they get the vag and the boobies. Pre-op is, you know, they just
they were
tape
born
it.
That way?
Oh. No, pre-op is they tape it.
I don't know.
They tape
they
it back.
Tuck it
could,
back.
They tuck it.
Are they into anal sex?
I'm sure you could work something out.
Well, then that's cool. I mean, most guys try and put it in girls' butts anyways. That'd just be skipping the middle, man, if you know what I mean.
Butt sex, man. There's an interesting topic.
Not a shit dick fan.
You know, when I was younger.
Have you ever had anal sex?
Oh, yes. Just hear me out. This is.
Seriously.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, dude, I've been all up in the butt, dude. No, just hear me out
is
here.
Is that like a Two Life Crew song?
It should be. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Because all the girls we fuck are ugly faces.
Yeah. And pretty nasty, you know, badges on top of that. Which is why butt sex is a good alternative.
Yeah.
So by the time they hit 19, this day and age, they're pretty used up already.
If you, when you go to fuck a girl in the butt, do you insist that she poops first? Or do you like to, like, play a roulette and see what she come up with?
You know, I find if they're a little backed up, it kind of adds a nice little bit of friction.
Natural,
you know,
lubricant.
Makes the challenge a little more, because I really got to try harder. Nice. You know?
That's true.
It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like.
You got to, like, just, I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, butt sex.
That's enough of that.
I can't believe we took it there.
Yeah,
every day I do this show, I amaze myself at where we take it.
I know, I'm getting kind of surprised about some of the stuff we're talking about. Right? Like,
I go home and I'm all like excited. I'm like, Mom, guess what we were talking about? Butt sex and shit dick. It's
great. Has she listened to the show yet?
I don't think so.
She should.
I don't know.
These are pressing issues in today's society, man.
She knows I do it, and she knows it's really, really raunchy. I told her, think like Dice and, I don't know, Sam Kinison and gay sex. I don't know, really. I just told her it was really raunchy.
You know,
why do you have to be so raunchy?
I think your mom gave up on you a little while ago.
I think so.
I've known you for a while.
After I moved back in with her the second time, she was probably like, yeah, that's probably good. So is that all you had for your story?
Yeah.
All right, you want to go next?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, this is,
enlighten us.
This is good. You know, I spent a lot of hours researching this. Dutch Parliament bans sex with animals. That's right, folks.
Like it wasn't banned before.
Well, you know, it wasn't, as it turns out.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It turns out that...
Actually, no, it wasn't.
You could have sex with animals as long as you weren't abusing them. So no donkey punching, no choking, no freaky shit. Just a straight lay.
Yeah, no S&M. That,
yeah,
no.
Okay. Fucking one isn't freaky enough as it is.
Right.
Let alone they probably like it, you know.
Yeah, it's tighter, right? They're smaller creatures. It's like banging Asians, right?
I guess. I've never banged an Asian.
Oh, really?
They don't exist.
I like Asians for some reason. I don't know why. I just...
Well, fuck,
probably, and all geeks are into like little anime tentacle sex Asians.
Well, we do watch a lot of cartoons.
We do.
Well, I think there's kind of a pedophile element to that whole anime sex thing, but right. We won't go there. This
shave
show.
Your pussy and get down on your knees.
Yeah, we'll save that for another show.
Pigtails.
Oh, didn't we do that one?
Yeah, there was a story about that. Oh. Pigtails. And,
so check this
they
out.
They were actually 5 years old, so.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's no good.
Awkward.
So here we go. The Dutch Parliament voted unanimously Thursday to outlaw bestiality and pornography involving animals.
Just animals.
Just animals.
What other kind of bestiality is there?
You got me. So, it says here, sex with animals and the making of animal pornography will now carry a punishment of up to 6 months in jail under the measure, in which case you become the sheep. You know.
So, if you really wanted to, would you spend, if that was your thing, like, you didn't have
who
a
says
wife,
it isn't?
You had, like, a barn. Well, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? I'm learning things every day. But so say that was your thing. Would it be worth it to you to stay if you got caught? Not saying you would, but knowing that you could get caught and do 6 months in jail, would you still do it?
It's a good question.
I pose this to you.
I would have to say yes.
You would?
If I were into, fucking animals.
Is that kind of the same thing like how we all smoke weed and we know that if we're stupid and we're out there doing it and we get caught, we could possibly go to jail, but we still do it anyway?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except there's no socially unacceptable, morbid, taboo sin,
like,
you know.
Fucking animals.
I think, you know, smoking weed's a lot less harmless than fucking animals. Like, fucking animals is a little worse.
Okay. What if the animal came on to you? And, like, started it.
But how does an animal come on to you?
Well, it walked up to you, you were doing the dishes, and it came up to you and just started humping your leg, and you looked down
like
at it,
dog.
And it looked at you and licked its lips, and then, you know, you lay it down gently on the bed, looking into its eyes, kissing it gently on the snout. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Right? Like, I've done it before.
Yeah, you're too good at explaining
well,
that.
Well, we did used to have horses, actually, when we first moved up here.
Are you trying to say something?
No, I'm just saying we used to have horses.
Yeah.
I used to get really bad hay fever. Oh, God, I love rock stars. So, what else? Is that it?
Oh, well, just a little factoid for all you factoid people out there.
Fact?
Yeah.
One in four... Yeah, I don't know.
Animal pornography, or animography, as I call it.
Animography.
The animosity of this animography is appalling.
It's explicitly forbidden in 80 countries, and pornographers have lobbied fiercely against the Dutch ban on this... No sex with animal, crazy deal.
So it's like
have,
the bestiality version of NAMBLA, pretty much.
It kind of is.
Like,
you know
the
what?
Animals like it. We're the animals' friends.
I think you hit the nail right in the head, because I think they feel as long as they're feeding the animal and petting it, you know, they can feel free to violate it.
Right.
Know?
So, like, petting zoos over there are just totally fucking different than what I'm...
Fucking
well,
zoos?
Yeah. Right. It's like a nightclub here.
I guarantee you don't want to take your kids there.
Guys go
sure.
in there getting girls drunk, trying to have sex with them. It's like a big open space. With like stalls and the animals tied down and shit, and there's like some hay and like some fucking carrots and shit, and you take it out to dinner, kind of. But
I could only hope, my friend.
In the future,
someday.
So was that it?
That's it for animal fuckers.
Do you have anything to say about animal sex?
I don't think so. I think
okay.
I said it all.
Okay, so let's just take a quick vote here. Animal sex. Are you for or against it, guys?
Hey, I say if the animal wants it, I'm for it.
I just don't care.
Whatever, as
yeah,
long as
don't
you don't
really
have
care.
To participate.
Doesn't affect me.
Well, is it going to eventually?
Are you for or against
Would
it?
Would you do it?
No.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't do it either, but I don't care if other people
I just
do
don't
it.
Care if anyone does what it. Do it doesn't think? Affect me.
I'm going to have to say I'm against it.
Against it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Does it affect you at all?
Well...
If it was your
not
animal.
Not directly. I mean, yeah,
oh,
it was
yeah,
my dog. Yeah,
up.
I'd
okay.
be pissed as shit.
So there would have to be some rules.
Yeah.
You could do it as long as you went to the pet shop and bought
like,
your own
yeah,
animal.
Yeah, it has to be your animal.
You can't sneak into someone's house. And, right.
I'd be against the law.
Just call me old-fashioned, but I think fucking animals is just not good.
Yeah, I don't really. I don't think it's good
started,
either.
I hear.
That's what I heard, too.
Monkeys, wasn't it?
Sailors. Sailors, actually. Oh, yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Sailors would sail across seas, and you know, they're a bunch of men on a ship, so if they ain't fucking each other, well, they had livestock on the ship with them. They said, hey, you know, I don't want to fuck a dude and be gay,
so
I'm going to go fuck this cow. Then as soon as they get to port, they run straight to the whorehouses,
so
because they're like, oh,
right.
Human pussy. Yeah.
Do you think they even, like, bothered taking showers first? And the girl was like, you guys smell like a farm. What's up with that?
Probably turned her on, man. We
yeah, right. She's like, rub that on my face.
Like, man, you smell like horse cock.
That's what sport fucking was back in the day. That's fucking gross.
I got one more here.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay.
Wait, is this another story?
No, this is a news story, yes.
Right, okay, so...
I'm going to do some news.
Hold on. It's
oh,
my
sorry.
Turn.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, but does it have anything to do with animal fucking?
It doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Then it's my turn.
Okay.
I mean, this doesn't really have anything to do with animal fucking either, unless you consider Mexicans animals.
That's pretty good.
I heard something really funny today. It had the term wet back in it, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That was a shitty
story. I don't even know why I said
something
that.
About swimming, maybe?
No. Fuck.
Was it like a Mexican joke or something?
I don't know. It was just like a thing. Like, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. This comes from Mexico City. 33 bodies found in backyard in Mexican border city. I'm drooling again. I don't know
what wrong
the fuck
with you?
It is.
Isn't it usually the opposite?
It's glandular. Yeah, that's the first few episodes we'd smoke before the show, and then talking the whole time, we got the worst cottonmouth, so now we smoke after the show.
Well.
Yeah. I don't know why I just said that. Mexican investigators found 19 more bodies buried in the backyard of a house in Juarez, across the border from El Paso, Texas, increasing the tally of corpses found there to 33, officials said Thursday. 33.
That's, wow.
That's how old Jesus was when he died.
Wow. That must be mean
to just a little factoid.
I was driving by this church, and they had these fucking, you know, the letterboard signs, and every week or whatever they make it say something fucking hilariously clever. And this week it said, "Laughter is God's sunshine" or something. I was like, what the fuck?
There was one, you know that...
That's not the end of the story. But then I was thinking laughter, and that's kind of what we do, is make people laugh. So in a way, this is God's sunshine.
It is.
Smiling down upon all the people on the internet.
He does work in mysterious ways.
Right. On the jam hole. Yeah. Oh, and then another sign I saw, it said... three nails plus one cross equals salvation or something. And I was looking at it like, three nails and one cross, that just equaled like a fucking painful death. And
this is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, salvation. So I was kind of thinking, if we went around like crucifying people and then pretended like we were a member of that church, we could get away with it and be like, they said this is the way to salvation.
They brainwashed us into doing
it's
this.
It's not our fault we're brainwashed. Yeah.
They made us do it. We didn't know better.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I don't know.
I think
Jesus. Are you religious?
I am.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do.
As your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Really? Yes. Are you really serious? Are you mad if we talk about this?
No, nothing really offends me because, you know, everybody's free to think what they want. I mean, you like to fuck animals. I don't. You know? Well, that didn't offend me, you know.
Point you. But, I don't know. How can you believe that?
I don't know. That's probably a good topic for another show. But,
yeah, probably.
You know, just let me give you a quick little insight there. I was brainwashed.
I was thinking about like going down to this church here because it's in this old movie theater.
Yeah, that one. We should go there.
The Christ New Life Church. And yeah, just like seeing all the weird shit. Because it's weird. Like at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, there's like people all dressed up in suits with little kids, and they're all like lining up to go in. It just seems like a weird thing.
Yeah, is that the one with the big gate around it?
No, it's you know the Strand Movie Theater?
Yes.
It's that now. That's where they're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the theater. So
what do you
think
goes on there?
I don't know. I'm going to go find out.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Might want to bring a gun or something.
Bring several.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You're crazy.
Trust me. Federal agents began digging in the yard in the La Suesta neighborhood on March 1st, initially finding six dismembered bodies. Mexico's Federal Attorney's General Office said in a statement. They're like, yeah, we found six more. No more questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, anything else? That's it. The remains date back about 5 years, and all but three apparently are males, the statement said.
Hmm.
So
all but three.
A serial killer killing... Bleh.
That was a good one.
Wow. That word...
You want to try again?
No. No. Let's see. The Attorney General's office did not say how the victims died or who may have buried the bodies. In the initial raid, authorities found 3,740 pounds of marijuana in the house. Ooh.
Oh, lucky.
That's like over a ton, dude.
That's a lot.
That's
2,000.
Right, over a ton. That's
3,740.
That's almost 2 tons.
What was that one we did a while ago?
Oh, that was in the truck that they found.
How many
a bunch.
Tons was that?
I don't know.
That was more than that.
I don't remember. I'd have to go back and listen to it.
There's a lot of big busts.
I know.
That's
but
crazy.
To find it next to like dead bodies and shit.
Yeah,
or
that's
they found
weird.
The dead bodies in the ground. That's kind of weird.
Mm.
But it's all brickweed, so it's, you know, 3,000 right. pounds of brickweed is like what? $300. Shit, really. I hate that. You always get more seeds, and then just when you think you found all the seeds, there's always that one more, and it's in the bowl, and it just... I hate that shit. Wow. Ciudad Juarez has been plagued by violence as Mexico's crackdown on powerful drug cartels stokes turf wars among traffickers that have been linked to hundreds of killings in the past 2 years. Sounds like that's a pretty rough place.
Yeah,
it's like a game of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I never thought of it that
point.
That was good.
Cartels frequently... cartels frequently use safe houses in border cities to store drugs, house gunmen, and dispose of dead rivals.
Could you imagine? Totally Grand Theft Auto, seriously.
Yeah, except you don't have to like deal with the dead bodies.
Yeah,
they just disappear after a few seconds.
Go away.
I almost read that same line over again. In the nearby state capital, Chihuahua City, last month. You have a Chihuahua, don't you?
It's part Chihuahua. Its mother was actually raped by a Jack Russell.
Oh, wow. That's an awesome way to put it.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Well,
it's
you know,
got like
it's,
the big Chihuahua ears.
Don't laugh, because it's true.
Oh.
Well, is that? It's funny.
I'm very sensitive to that.
Yeah, he cries when, you know. It's all good.
In the nearby state capital, Chihuahua City, last month, federal agents found six bodies buried in a shallow grave at a house allegedly used by the Juarez cartel.
Juarez.
Have you ever been in a cartel?
Oh,
besides
yes.
Playing that Tread. Did you ever play that Tread.us
yeah,
game, Drug Lord?
Yeah.
That was fun, dude. We had the most badass cartel for like 3 months. It was all just online. You'd sell dope according to what they yeah.
That takes me back.
I know, Dope Wars.
That was
so cool. Like, we tried to get all our friends to play. You gotta be in our cartel and deal drugs and get us number one so we can say fuck you to all the other cartels.
For no reason.
Yeah, no reason. Because we were like little kids thinking it was cool. It was something to do on the internet. The
internet was still somewhat fresh back in them
right.
days.
In January 2004, police unearthed the grave containing 12 bodies in a Juarez backyard. Also, that's crazy. That's like a lot of bodies, but you know what? There's going to be like 12 more there.
Well, you know.
As soon as they're going to get those out, clear them out, and there's going to be more right away.
Is it something that happened like over time? Like, they didn't put all them bodies there once, you know?
I don't know, maybe.
Well,
it could have been like one of those big Hollywood fucking drug lord fights and shit, and there's like 20 dead bodies. They gotta go somewhere.
Well, shit.
But yeah, it probably did happen over time.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So what other story do you got?
Let's see.
Or do you have anything else on drug cartels that you'd like to get in?
I'm for drug cartels.
Drug cartels, yes.
They have
bestiality, no.
They have the best drugs.
Check.
Okay.
What's your favorite drug?
I would probably have to say crack.
Crack? What's your favorite drug?
Probably weed.
Weed? I'm going to have to say heroin.
Yeah, well, see, we got a good mix here. That's good.
So
after the show, let's go find some crack, weed, and heroin.
And a couple of whores.
Yeah.
Speaking of whores, did you hear about that governor in New York?
We seem to be speaking of whores a lot.
Yes, we do. I know every other fucking podcast has mentioned it, that Elliot Spitzer got busted and
right.
he resigned and shit. But they finally, I guess today, Keith and the girl was talking about how they found the girl and, like, they named her and all this shit. And, like, she had to shut down her MySpace and all that shit. But Keith and the girl,
ooh.
Like, they made a backup of it and, like, they found her brother on there. And, like,
really?
He's, like, this little G'd up fucking bitch. And she's all, like, she's all from this small town in Jersey that wants to pursue a music career, but I'll
right.
be a whore on the side. That type of thing. Yeah, I just wanted to say, just mention that since everyone else did, right on Elliot Spitzer.
Way to follow
it's too
the crowd,
bad. Yeah,
Matt.
He got caught. Well, they actually went into it, read all about
hey,
it.
It's interesting, though.
Whores.
They're very.
The only thing I think is stupid about it is that he was so for, like, busting that kind of shit, and
yeah.
then he got busted. It's just like Rush Limbaugh was so for busting, like, drug addicts and shit like that, and then he
and
got popped
pills.
With Oxy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. Didn't they talk about this one, like, for a long time?
They've
like,
been talking
wrong?
About it for the past few episodes.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, been an odd... Because
at
first it just surfaced that he may have been with a whore from this... top class club, and then
right.
it was like he was for sure. Is he gonna resign or get fired? And then it was he resigned. Yeah, it's like an ongoing drama. It's pretty much, I think someone in the government was like, we need to get some of this focus away from the war, so let's make a scandal. And he just happened to be the dude no one liked. And they're like, and plant so, whores. Yeah. And
he drew the short straw.
Yeah, exactly. He took one for the team. And you know what? He's not gonna get any fucking jail time. And
well,
if he does,
no.
it'll be like house arrest, like in that one fucking TV show at the beginning of Prison Break season one,
I never
where
watched
that dude.
It.
Well, they faked his death and just made him go in this like cabin up in Montana somewhere. So he'll probably
nice.
End up doing
really?
That for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but he's set for life now.
Right,
man.
But right now everyone's talking about it, and
right.
we're not focused on all the shit that's happening over there. You know?
Yeah, they
it's
always do
up.
Something like that to distract yeah, everyone from the real problem.
Pulling the wool over our eyes
ooh,
while we're on the topic of bestiality.
Wow. That's why everyone's so stupid, because they fall for...
Yeah, they all go with it. They're like, well, if you said it, it must be true.
Yeah,
tell me what to do.
Yeah.
It's fucking... I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I can take care of myself. I don't need you telling me everything to do and buy this and buy that and... I'm going to take some of your money just because, but you can have most of it, and then I'll give you back some of it once a year, and it'll be like a present. It's fuck that, dude. I don't need it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
So that's why we do this show, because we don't need it.
Except the $1 million.
Right. Well, we need
everyone
that.
Should send us $1.
Yeah. We're trying. I haven't told Sean about this. We're trying to get, because of how many people are online on the internet that we can reach with this show. Mm-hmm. We're trying.
Yeah. Sorry, when you talk to me, I'm just going to go, ah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're trying to get 1 million people to send us $1 each. And in return for that, we'll put their name on this website and say that, like, they contributed and they can put the, they can get, like, a quote, let's say. Like, one quote, it'll be on this website forever and people will be like, oh, you helped make so-and-so a millionaire. Do you think that would work? Because I've been thinking about this for a long time.
But it's been done before, hasn't it?
I don't think so. Has it? Has?
I don't know.
I remember a story about a guy who was going to college who started a website saying, help fund my college, send me a dollar, you know, and he wound up
need to do is be friends with someone that has, like, AIDS or cancer, but in, like, a really, like, is almost dead, you know, so that way.
Like, in the hospital?
Know. Yeah. And we need to take pictures of them, and they need to be our poster boy, and we need to set up, like, a fake fund that says, like, help get this kid his one last wish. Send us $1.
I bet we'd get in trouble for that.
Why?
Yeah, maybe.
Because we're not giving it to him.
Well,
what
if his last
but
wish...
But you would die all of a sudden and be like, oh, I'm his beneficiary, or...
I guess you just keep...
No one would notice, because no one would know who the kid was. It'd just be some kid in some hospital. We would just go take pictures of him. We
what
would,
if
like,
his last
take
wish...
him to meetings.
That'd be
kind of
weird, though. It's like, go up to a
would
kid,
you feel
hey,
bad about
take
that?
Pictures? It would be kind of weird to take picture of, like... He
what
probably
were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, what if his last wish was that we became rich?
Exactly.
I mean, we'd be
that,
looking tomorrow.
There you go. There's the angle.
You want to be a millionaire before
is
you
that
die?
Fraud, though? I mean, can you?
I think so. That's
even
what I was
if
thinking.
You fool people, it's not my fault. You fell for it, right?
Hey, you weren't.
Yeah, but that's
him.
Not how they look at it.
Why?
So it doesn't matter.
That's what they do.
I know, but we can't do it.
Why?
Because they won't let us, pretty much.
Who? Who's going to say anything about it?
They're just going to spend the money on bullshit anyway. Might as well give it to us.
That's what I'm saying.
So we can spend it on bullshit.
So, I need to set up a donate button so people, if they feel like it, that they can send us. I kind of wanted the physical dollar bill because I want to do things with it. Like, once we get, you know, like 1,000,001 dollar bills, I want to do all sorts of shit with it, you know?
Like,
so,
swim in it.
But I think, yeah, exactly. Right. Like, Scrooge, I want to do my Scrooge McDuck impersonation. Go through and be like, 900,959 and 2. But yeah, I think that would work with the internet. You couldn't do this back in the day.
I do.
Fuck you, Sean. What story do you got?
Technology, man.
This is episode 10, dude. We're 10 fucking episodes.
Hey, man.
Can you believe that shit? Something we started. We made.
I know, that's great.
That's amazing.
Nice. I
don't care.
That's why you're here with us.
I've taken 10 shits in the past 2 weeks. Do I get a fucking medal? No.
But do your shits take about 45 minutes to an hour? Are they this funny?
Sometimes. They sound pretty funny.
The jam hole. Funnier than Sean's
maybe
shit.
That's right. Never mind. That's a bad idea.
Say it. You have to say it now. Gonna, what?
No judging. Let's see it.
Is there any more rock star in there?
No.
I shouldn't even say their name until they give us money.
Yeah.
Or free rock stars. Damn it.
We don't
free energy drinks.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, wow.
This show was funded by fucking nobody.
Fucking nothing. Me and my spare time. And my lack of a girlfriend.
Awesome.
So what story do you have on a serious note?
I don't know how serious it is. It's kind of funny, I guess.
Is well, it your good. Turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. I kind of forgot. It's been a while.
I don't know. Whatever. What the fuck ever.
A French woman badly disfigured by facial tumors caused by a rare and incurable disease has appealed to President Nicolas Sarkozy to allow her to die by euthanasia.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to brighten my day. That's cool, though, because she knows she's all fucked up, and she's willing to, you know, just
leave. Well, do you think
euthanasia's
okay?
I think it's way okay.
Yeah.
I said why.
Dude,
if you
want to
die and you're, like, in that much pain...
Yeah,
shit.
You
sign
shouldn't...
me up.
Like the suicide machine on Futurama.
Right.
You just go in and it's all like... Zoom!
like, wasn't that on the first episode?
Yeah,
when he first gets so, there, yeah, at the phone first, booth.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, I totally think it's okay. I was really pissed when they put Dr. Kevorkian in jail because it's not like he's going out there and murdering people. These people are coming to him and saying, "Hey, you know, I am deathly sick, or life sucks." No, I don't think.
Well, no,
like
I don't
that.
Think it should be like that. But
that
I mean,
life sucks. If you're
just depressed and you just don't like your life, but you're
you should
not,
get kicked
like,
in the
no,
nuts.
I got it right here. If your life, if you're just depressed and life sucks, you should have to kill yourself. If you were born or in life, you get a fucked up disease from somewhere, then you should be allowed help. The government interferes in every other part of our lives, but they won't fucking let you kill yourself. That's stupid.
Fuck no.
But I heard Kevorkian is thinking about running for office for like Congress or something in Michigan. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know, right?
I don't think that'll work.
Hey, I don't think he'll get it.
He had a lot of fucking people on his side though.
Yeah, but he killed them all.
they all have cancer.
All the supporters, he fucking put them down.
But hey, that's one way of getting rid of cancer. You figure you kill all the people that have it, it's not gonna spread anymore, right?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.
We just need to kill everyone with cancer immediately.
And
all
AIDS
once.
And all the old people just in
gone.
Case.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sign me up.
Might as well throw a few more people in there just to be on the safe
right.
side.
Should we go race-wise or what?
I think that's a touchy subject.
Exactly.
I don't touching that with a 10-foot pole.
That didn't work too well last time.
No, right? But that's because he tried to kill white people. No shit, it didn't work well. What did you expect to happen?
He kind of run everything.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You can go after anyone else, but if you fuck with white people, they will fucking... mess you up.
I gotta ask a question, you guys. Let's hear this hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking,
if you are white and you kill another white person,
right?
And it's hate, and it's a hate crime.
How is that a hate crime?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't all?
Can it be a hate crime?
If you kill someone in general, didn't you kill? You didn't kill them because you loved them. It's not, you know.
Well,
it's all,
isn't
it's
any
hate.
Crime a hate crime? Right? Any murder?
Well, let's say you murder in cold blood.
Unless
you say,
you're doing
die,
it.
Honky.
I don't know. It's all hate, right? Okay.
That's all I
have. Oh. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
I thought I was too, but I was trying to kill time.
Nice. So what... Oh, we're... Yeah,
well,
we
I was reading
we
a story.
We got, like, more stories. We were just
I only
talking,
read, like, you know,
good,
one
man.
Sentence.
What do you think of this? Are you enjoying this?
I wish I would have had more beer, really.
Really? Are you done with that one?
No, this is good. I like this. You guys are doing a good service for America.
America. Right on. All right, finish that one
I?
Up.
Okay.
Let's do some news.
Let's do some news.
Sorry, I'm done.
Oh, do some news.
Do some news. One
do
word.
Some news. Holy shit, dude.
Okay, should I read this now?
I guess. Is that all there was?
No, she there's a lot
asked
more.
Asked him to die? Like, what was his answer? No?
Okay, no.
Next story.
Probably.
Go ahead.
In an interview with Agence France Press News Agency, former school teacher Chantal Sibri, 52, begged for the right to end the atrocious suffering inflicted on her by the disease, which has rendered her face unrecognizable because of growing tumors.
She looks like a sea turtle.
Yeah, I'll post this picture on the fucking
crazy.
Episode.
Sea turtle
it's
lady,
gross.
Trust me.
It's weird, man. But so, okay, I think they should, if you're over 50 and or you have a terminal disease, like if you have a terminal disease, either way you should be able to. But if you don't and you're over 50, I think you should be able to. And they should help you with that.
Well, if you're just suffering from so much pain that it's just...
Well, I mean, what's the point, though? How are you doing anything that is going to contribute to anything?
Yeah, you're just waiting to die.
You're sitting
there
doped up on fucking pain meds. When people look at you, they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? And then you have to say, oh, well, I have this disease, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's stupid.
And of course, in our society, everyone's going to, like,
what's
look at her weird for it, too.
Yeah, exactly, because we're all raised to think that, like, plastic airbrushed is gorgeous, which, granted, it is.
It is, yeah.
Like, okay, so what if, since the beginning of time, instead of us having nubs, we were, everything in society was focused around fat, like, bigger, hairier, like that. We were raised to think that was beautiful. Like, how do you think that would... I mean, everything, like, you would see on TV would be, like, beards and big, hairy bear type.
I don't
you
think,
know what I'm saying?
I think that was called the 80s, dude.
Oh. Point to you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I was born in 1980. Like, I don't remember the first 10 years. Right. But the 90s probably weren't much better.
They were pretty gay.
Yeah.
Literally. Remember Pogs.
All right, go for it. Is that it?
No. No, quote. An animal would
is
not...
Is this her?
What?
Is this a quote from her? Like, is this her talking?
I don't know. I haven't... Just let me
read it. Well, you said story, quote. Dude.
Well, because I'm letting it know it's a quote. I was going to read it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I apologize.
You should.
I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
I accept your apology.
Thank you.
An animal would not be allowed to endure what I have to endure, she said from her home in Plomberies-les-Dijon in central France.
Ooh. And that's true, because when animals get hurt, or like if a racehorse breaks its leg, right, we put it down, well, because it's of no more use to
the
us.
Pound.
Basically, if you have a terminal disease like this, or you're all fucking fucked up and shit, you are of no more use to us. Why don't we just put you down? Again, I say yes all the way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to have to say yes, but maybe on a little more sympathetic note.
Well, I mean, just
fuck that.
There's no regime behind my decision. I just feel bad for
and
her.
If this could happen,
you're
we'd
have nightmares about this.
The best part, if this could happen, we'd have so much less old people, because
they're
all killing themselves.
Exactly. Or they're not killing, they're having other people kill them for them.
Yeah,
dude, could you imagine if that was like a normal thing, like going to the doctor's office, you would just go to the euthanologist?
It'd probably be at the morgue.
I would do that job. I would totally fucking apply for that shit.
Really?
And I would keep finding different ones until one of them fucking hired me, and I would be in heaven. And I would kill old people and podcast, and that would be life. Nice. And it would be grand.
Kind of sounds like Logan's Run to me, man.
You know, never seen that.
It's a very old sci-fi movie about a society in which at the age of 30, that's it. They cut you off.
Man, really?
You're dead.
Really?
That's it, yeah.
Whoa.
Everybody in society is young and beautiful, and you know, there's lots of big titty babe booties bouncing.
What year is this?
Shit.
Is this like the same year as Barbarella? I just downloaded that. It's like this old movie. I think not Jane Fonda, but another one of those actresses. It's all like sci-fi, and she's all got big tits, and she has to do things by like stripping, and that's
wow,
how she gets the upper hand. Yeah, dude, Barbarella.
That's nice.
But
that's
it was back in like the 70s.
Isn't that Stripperella, or are you talking about barbed wire?
No, not barbed wire. This is
heavy
back
metal
in the 70s. No, before heavy metal.
Oh, that was
Barbarella. Look, yeah, I'll look it up.
John Candy did voice on that.
On
the
heavy metal?
Heavy metal cartoon.
In 84,
really?
I think.
That's
it
right.
Could, yes.
That's
wow.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Another factoid for you, factoid people out there.
All these fucking
from Factoid Sean.
We have some pretty cool listeners, actually. Oh,
sure we
did
do.
You listen to Brian Is In You?
Yeah, I listened to the
I like
next
that
episode.
Show.
That's
Brian
a good
is
show.
Funny. Brian, yeah. Bravo. Everyone, if you guys should all go listen to Brian Is In You.
You guys linked up.
I think it was, yeah, his link's on our site, so go check him out.
Soon
he's pretty funny. What?
As soon as I leave, I will.
You should. You don't have internet.
I'll find. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
So I got a news story.
Is that it? Are you done with that?
Yeah.
That's it. So are they gonna let her die? I have to.
Well,
know.
I guess I can read more.
Well, that just skim it real quick. Are they gonna kill her or not?
I don't think so.
And thanks. Yeah, they're probably not. It's in France?
Yeah, and it's illegal.
Yeah,
there,
definitely not, because so France, they don't want to kill anything.
No.
Except
frogs.
Never mind.
No, say it. Say it. Just go.
They don't want to kill anything except our fucking friendship, the U.S.'s friendship with them, because they... Fuck. See, I told you I had nothing.
Yeah,
you made me fucking say it. I should get docked a point for that.
Yeah, you should.
I do.
You opened yourself up to it, but
I know
you didn't have anything to say, so
I know
it's your fault.
Dock a point for that. Right. I'm sorry. All right, what do you got?
Okay.
We need a buzzer for that.
Right.
You guys are going to love this. Okay.
I already
Louisville,
do.
Kentucky.
Oh, I already
is
do.
Is it Louisville or Louisville?
I think it depends which side of the
Missouri,
chicken coop you're on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
depends
on
if you live
wire
there or not.
I'm going to call it Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville,
I think it's
Kentucky.
Louisville.
Police discovered the largest meth dumping site in the city's history.
Wow.
That's
meth?
Right.
Just in that city's history.
Ooh, meth. We need to have a sound bite for that.
No time to waste. Oh, meth. Oh, meth.
Is that a pop song?
No, it's this thing Tim always plays on his show. It's,
really?
It's like a whole song, though, about how, like, I've got the cleanest house on the block and all this. It's really funny. And then they're like, ooh, meth. It's so fucking awesome.
Sounds good. You know, I can actually provide you with some more factoids about meth, but I'm very educated.
Is this from your own personal bank of factoids?
I watch a lot of Science and History Channel.
Did you do a lot of meth when you were younger?
You know, I done meth before.
Really?
I gotta tell you, it didn't turn me into no criminal, crackhead, prostitute, and woman-beating motherfucker.
That's cool. I did meth for like
I did my laundry,
2 months straight, you know? I think.
Well, that's a step up in the world.
Right.
Alright, so check this out.
Wow.
Okay, what did I say? Metro Police have discovered what they describe as the largest hazardous waste dump in Louisville history late Wednesday afternoon. All the chemicals are believed to come from more than 200 meth labs.
Jesus, that's all in right. one dump?
In one dump.
What wow. a dump.
We got
I get my point back.
You redeemed yourself. Thank that you. Was quick. Okay. Police said they made a discovery thanks to a tip from a neighbor.
Right,
the dump.
A neighboring meth addict.
Well, if there's 200, if it's from 200 different meth labs, there must be that many in that one town.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
how? Well, Louisville's a pretty big place.
I would imagine
it's like Seattle
so.
Or something.
It's a bigger city,
except
it's
more trailer park
around. It's like the biggest trailer park in America.
It is pretty. It's America's trailer park.
Yeah. America.
America's trailer park.
And nothing says America like a trailer. In America.
Speaking of trailer in America, what kind of beer were you drinking?
I was drinking Pat's Blue Ribbon.
I took him to the fucking grocery store right across the street, and I'm like, yo, just grab whatever. And he's looking. He's like, OE, nah, some purple stuff, some Sunny D. Ooh, PBR. He fucking reaches right for the PBR.
And the can is red, white, and blue, which, as we all know, are the colors of the American flag. So I'm going to go on with this mess story. Please. Let's wrap this up really
so
quick.
So what if you crush a can of PBR? Is that the same as burning the American flag?
Not exactly, because we don't usually drink the American flag.
Well,
this is true.
And PBR just has the colors. It doesn't actually have the flag on it.
And it tastes like shit.
Wow.
Just kind of like the flavor of America these days.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like America.
Point to you.
PBR, so. America. Oh, let's hear it. All right, good shit.
That's enough.
All right, so let's finish
this
up.
It's a little game we like to play here on the
Sergeant Stan Salyards. Salyards.
Did your balls drop yet?
Dude, his name, that's just how you gotta say it.
Salyards.
Salyards.
All right.
Of the Metro Narcotics said, someone's been dumping here for quite a while. No shit.
You think?
Wow.
There's probably 200 plus individual labs here. Well, that's what they just said.
Yeah, okay. Where'd you park the squad car, Dick Tracy?
a witness who asked to remain anonymous said, I just noticed it in the last 3 months. They were throwing out more common gas tanks and bags tied up. That's a little obvious they're trying to hide something.
Right, my meth dealer keeps asking to meet me here, and I just noticed all this waste. God.
Oh, man, I've been
so the people you have to deal with to do meth is so fucking nasty, and you're only probably doing it because you're selling it, so you have to do more because the people that buy it at fucked up hours. It's a vicious cycle.
It is.
And like the shit they use to make it, it's like fucking what, paint thinner and turpentine and fucking
bleach
and mini thins and ephedrine. That's fucking gross. I can't believe anyone would put that in their body. I didn't know any better back when I was, like, 16. It seemed like the thing to do at the time, because, fuck, everyone I was around was doing it.
Yeah.
So it was either that or hang out at home, which, now that I look back, would probably have been the correct choice.
A little bit better career choice.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
So Sergeant Salyards goes on to say, it can be very dangerous. You have acids, bases, both can burn anyone. You have gases generated here, which produce hydrogen chloride gas, which no one wants to breathe except meth addicts.
Right.
Yeah.
They love that
they
shit.
Love
and
that
he goes
perfume.
On to say, I would like to see them all get caught for sure.
Or blow themselves up. Either way,
it's bad. Meth and stuff.
Drugs
and all them chemicals.
Did it say meth and stuff in the article?
This is what Sergeant
did it actually say that.
Yes, this is what Sergeant Salyard said. He said it's bad, comma meth and stuff and all them chemicals.
Holy shit!
So you have to be careful.
And he's a cop. I guess you don't have to, like,
in
be
Louisville,
an English major to be a cop.
No, you just gotta be a fucking asshole.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I have a little dick syndrome.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's not like most cops are in that good of shape.
Right.
Either, so, I mean, it's not like you have to be strong.
I bet he is, because have you ever chased a meth addict? Dude, they're quick. It's like the fucking 100-yard dash. You can't catch them.
Yeah.
You can't.
So if there's any cops out there listening, which I'm sure there fucking isn't.
Right.
we apologize, listening. You know, for any cruel things we may have said.
Have you ever seen that movie, what was it, Spun or Spin or...
Crank?
No, the one with Mickey Rooney was the fucking Rourke. Cook.
Mickey Rourke,
yeah. That's I always right. think He's Mickey awesome. Rooney for some reason. Dude, so what great. Was that? But in the end where that shit just explodes and shit, it's like that little fucking pikey trailer.
That was so awesome. I never saw the movie, though.
Fuck you, Sean.
You describe it.
You don't know.
I don't,
did you see it? You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it either.
Whatever. Brittany Murphy was in it. She was like this little crack whore, and Mickey Rooney got her to do things for meth.
What movie isn't she? You
know? Amen to that. All right, was that it?
Was that your second story? I can make fun of this guy all day, but I'm just going to let it slide.
That quote was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, God. Did you read too?
Yeah.
So it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Yay! Oh, goodness. Well, we're speaking of suicide. Well, we're not anymore, but we were, so I'm going to segue that right now.
Don't we talk about suicide and... pretty much everything we talk about the same stuff on every show pretty much.
That's because people do the same shit.
Yeah.
I always wonder if like fans of shows like Sick and Wrong, Distorted View, and now The Jam Hole, if they like are that messed up to where they would actually go and do something totally fucked up just to get it aired on the show. Like, I always think that when Tim reads his stories, because some of them are just like, you're like, are you serious? How can someone do that unless they were...
Do you have an example?
All of them. Like, the fucking... I can't even think of one now, but there's so many. They're all just twisted, like, eating people or... I don't think that, but, like... I don't know, the people that fuck dogs and shit, and then it gets on, or the judge that was pumping up his penis while he was being a judge over...
Wow.
Yeah, he got shit for that.
That is awesome.
The fucking stenographer said she kept hearing a sound like... Fts, 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 and then she didn't know what it was, and finally he was using... But shit like that.
It's just
like,
trying to kill time, and two birds with one stone.
Trying to make his day a little better.
Nice. Well, this has nothing to do with penis pumps, I don't think. I don't know. I haven't really read the story yet. But a prison for Massachusetts man who aided suicide. A man who gave a loaded gun to his suicidal friend to, quote, snap her out of it. And then... wow. Here. Hold this. I need to smoke some weed first. Hold this. And then watched in shock as she killed herself.
In shock.
Could you imagine? You're just, your friend's like, God, I hate my life. I wish I just had a gun. And you're like, I have a gun. Here you go. And she just like looks at you and takes the gun and just one fucking move from your hand into her mouth and boom. I can't
imagine that.
You'd probably get blood all over you.
Yeah, you would get covered.
How would that look? You're That'd just standing there and like your gun that has your fingerprints on it is now lying right next to this mess of flesh and bone.
I bet that would... Well, I mean, you're going to go to jail for that anyway because you did just hand her a gun.
Yeah. So that's the thing that's crazy.
Then we need to get this assisted suicide.
Oh, yeah.
This assisted suicide law in effect.
He's a good candidate.
Full effect, y'all.
Let's get this guy out there fighting for the cause, man.
The guy that gave her the gun.
Exactly.
He's going to start the revolution.
Exactly. Right.
Did you guys ever listen to ICP when you were kids? When you were 15?
I did a little bit.
I used to always like that fucking... in between songs where he's like the suicide hotline.
Oh, right.
Bring me the fucking gun. I'll do it for you.
If you're going to do it outside so no one has to clean it up.
Who cares?
You're fucking worthless waste. Those guys were funny when I was like 13.
Yeah. They're still kind of funny.
Yeah. Are you a juggalo?
I'm not.
Have you ever gone chicken hunting?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Who's
by
Who's going
that.
Chicken hunting? We're going chicken hunting.
I like chicken.
Yeah?
It's good.
It is good. I like chicken too.
I like it fried.
Do you like watermelon?
I sure do.
And or grits?
Oh, you bet.
Chitlins?
You know what's really good?
Black-eyed peas.
You take a watermelon and haul it out. You put chicklets, black-eyed peas, grits, fried chicken, and you eat it with your fat-ass white girlfriend. That's the best.
Oh, man. I'll have to call me next time you guys do that.
I will.
Is your girlfriend fat?
She's actually quite skinny.
Is she?
Actually.
Like, because she doesn't digest all her food?
Well,
or?
For one, she used to do a lot of meth. But, you know, she's off.
Understandable.
Meth, you know? I mean, hey, she had her wild years. Like, I used to fuck cows. You know, right, I ain't doing that no more. Right. We all had our wild years.
I hear that.
She's got a kid now. She's all good.
Is it your kid, too?
It's not, actually.
Did we already talk about this earlier?
I think we did.
Your six last kids. I was fabricating.
Oh, right. That was all a lie.
I'm being truthful now.
Nice. We're already an hour in. We should probably finish up this story.
He's white.
Get the hell out of here, huh?
Wow.
Thank you.
You're I know you all were wondering. So
I was. Christopher Berda, a lighting company. I know. A lighting company owner with no previous... He wasn't very bright.
I'm sorry. That was good.
I had to do it. End point for me. A lighting company owner with no previous criminal record was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary
manslaughter. How did you do that? Tuesday for the November 05 suicide of Nancy Choquette of Stanford, Vermont. I don't know. You involuntary?
I mean
your
he...
arm spazzes out and sticks a knife through her face? I don't know.
I think that what that means is that he just gave her the gun, but he didn't know she was going to kill her.
Yeah.
You know
he
what?
He didn't give it to her so she would kill herself.
He thought it would snap her out of it, apparently.
He's just fucking stupid.
Snap her out of it.
Wow. People are suicidal. Just give them something to kill themselves.
They'll either do it or it'll snap them out of it. Either way, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Either way, it's, you know.
And see, he had no criminal record. He was just trying to help her out. And now he's going to jail and she's dead and it's her fault.
Yeah, but why did he just have this gun?
What?
Did he just have a gun?
Oh, like packing it on?
Yeah, was he just...
He was packing the heat.
He's just
I don't know.
Oh, hey, like,
where did
gun,
the gun come from? He's like, oh, I happen to have a gun.
I don't know. He wiped away tears throughout his sentencing, then apologized to Choquette's family and his own. And I quote...
I'm sorry, wait, what was that lady's name?
Choquette?
Is that the last name?
I guess.
Choquette?
C-H... Can you please stop doing that? Thank you. Choquette. Choquette. Is that how you'd pronounce it? Choquette? Is it Choquette?
I don't
know. Choquette? I don't know, dude.
Sounds better. Just say it that way.
Okay, Choquette. He apologized to both families, and I quote again, "My deepest condolences and most heartfelt apologies."
Wow. Got that off
end
a
quote.
Card.
Right. He's like, oh, let's see. Involuntary manslaughter, mother's birthday. Oh, here we go. Assisted suicide. Oh, fuck. It's that, if only that, like, picture, like, right when she pulled the trigger, that look on his face, instant Hallmark moment right there, dude. Could you imagine?
Kodak moment.
Yeah, dude. That would be the fucking picture I would put on greeting cards to send all my family and friends from the prison on Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. off in trailer, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I quote again. I had a much better speech apology if you want, but that's really all I can get through at this point. So he, like, planned out this whole speech, apparently.
I guess. I mean...
That's kind of starting to sound more like voluntary than involuntary.
You know,
I don't know.
It's
hard to tell.
When you can say big words like my condolences and, you know.
Well, that's what everyone said. And that's the dumb thing. We've all experienced death and going to funerals. That's all people say. They come up to you. Like, when my dad died, they came up and that's all I fucking heard. It was, oh, I'm sorry. And I got to the point where I would just, like, look at him and be like, did you kill him? And they'd be like, huh? Like, did you kill him? Because I didn't. And they're like, well, no. I'm like, well, then what are you fucking sorry for? So, I'm not sad. You know, it's not a big deal.
Good point. Yeah.
It's
part of life,
it's weird to them, I guess.
Death's
they
a
just,
part of life.
You seriously don't
oh, I'm
do
sorry.
That, please.
Sorry.
I can't edit that out. But, yeah, it's I don't understand how, like, don't say anything.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
it's
not your place.
Too.
I mean, I guess standing in a fucking room with all your friends and no one saying anything could be kind of awkward, but it's just, it's like, okay, I need a minute, this just happened, I really don't want to hear anyone say, I'm sorry, that's the last thing I want to hear. Mm-hmm. Unless they would like to show their, how sorry they are by maybe a cash donation of some sort, or, you know, something like that, but... Just to say I'm sorry, just to say something, don't even fucking bother, because it's stupid.
It just gets annoying to hear it all
the time.
And
you'll know, if you've ever dealt with that, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you will soon, because everyone dies, thank God.
Well, I don't know about thanking God.
Right? I think the fact that our bodies are made of things that decompose after around 60 years of being in here. Let's see. Berta, 46, was ordered to serve between 4 and 5 years in prison. Less that the 10 to 15 years sought by prosecutors. They wanted to put him away for 10 to 15 years for this? That's fucked up, dude.
That's a long time.
It's not my fault. The bitch was nuts. Okay, I shouldn't have gave her the gun, maybe. That might have been a bad judgment call on my part.
Yeah, well, it's kind of dumb to give her a gun.
But if you think about it, okay, she's dead. Nothing's going to fix that. Why ruin his life? He is obviously a contributing member to society. He has no previous criminal record at all. You're going to throw him in jail, and then we're going to have to pay for it. Why do that?
Yeah. I think it's just because he called her bluff, man.
He was owning a lighting store, you know? He was brightening the world for people, man.
God's sunshine.
Laughter. And laughter just happens to be in manslaughter, so yeah, that is kind of also God's sunshine.
That is ironic.
And a very old joke. Wow. Berta told...
No.
I just... Fuck you. Berta told police that Shahue, a former employee of his... Oh, shit. She worked for him.
Wow. Crazy.
I wonder if this went down at the lighting store.
Probably.
I bet you did.
You think he, like, turned down the lighting to set the mood first and then, his gun and she was all fucking ready to slice wrists and he's like, here, use this. And then he was all filming it for YouTube. I bet that's exactly how it went down.
I don't know. That's.
I'd reenact it if we weren't already an hour and 10 minutes into this fucking mess. when she threatened suicide, he had tried, quote, calling her bluff. That's something you do in poker.
That's so bluff. Bad,
no, I know, right? I didn't think she was
she's dead, man.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there and, like been his friend and shit and had witnessed this, and right when she did it, just kind of looked at him and been like, whoa, didn't see that coming. And then just walked away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I called her bluff by retrieving and loading a 9mm Beretta he had purchased from her late father.
Wow.
Shahue lifted it to her head and killed herself just a few feet away.
Whoa.
Even this is, you couldn't fucking make up
it's all like
shit than
interconnected
this.
Too
I know, like, it was like her dead father's gun and now she's dead and now he's going to jail, which means his little butthole's gonna be dead, and it's just a vicious cycle, man.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up but funny
in thus, a fucked
the
up la- way.
Thus the laughter, yes. Part he told police her last words were, and I quote, I'm going to do it, and you're going to watch.
Really?
Whoa.
In your face.
Yeah.
Oh, your fucking jam hole. Prosecutor Joan McEnemy. Whoa. She has the word enemy in her last name.
Really?
She's a McMenemy.
McMenemy.
That's fucking weird.
Is that kind of like a semen enemy?
No, it's like a McFriend.
McFriend.
But a McEnemy.
Oh, wow.
Point. For me, I'm not even going to read that. Just know that was point for me.
Hey, it's your show.
Do you want to dispute?
It's your show.
No, I'm just saying that was... Fuck you, Sean.
No, it's good. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I'm proud of everything you're doing in life. Making fun of dead people, cancer victims,
hey, somebody's
got to
do it.
That's what I'm saying, and there's only a few people on the internet that do it, and no one doing it in Montana.
Yeah.
So, fuck it.
No one listening to it except us.
No,
they know we're in Montana.
People are listening for sure. They're voting, and they're listening, and pretty soon they'll be sending us dollars. Yeah, right? Yeah. This shit's going to blow up. You watch. I guarantee. That's my prediction. We're going to make a living doing this. If not, I'm going to slice wrists.
Is that going to be involuntary richness?
Yeah, completely. Completely. She said McEnemy, the Mac enemy, said Berta added to his culpability by reloading the gun with 3 fresh bullets when it failed to fire on Shaquay's first try.
What the
okay,
fuck?
So
she
this,
was sure she
yeah,
wanted to die.
Yeah, this is kind of more... This
okay,
is,
I can see why this asshole's getting put
in light of... events that have just surfaced. Yeah, I'd say, okay, she puts it up, click, nothing happens. He's like, oh, hold on.
let me load that for you. Thinking, I mean, what do you think? She's just going to be like, never mind.
Wouldn't it
be
a shocker? He knew she was going to kill herself.
I think he totally did. I think he wanted her out of the way so he could start having sex with other women.
That where he was employing.
Right, that he was employing. It was a vicious love circle.
Yeah.
McMenemy said that decision defied logic when he could instead have called 911 or sought other help.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, can you call 911 if someone's threatening to kill themselves? Like, I'm gonna do it, man. I swear I'm gonna do it.
Like, well, then you call 911 and say someone's threatening to kill themselves.
I would have. I would have just left.
Yeah,
right there.
I would.
I would have set the gun on the table next with a box of bullets next to it, and then just walked away.
I would have just said, "You better not." Better not. I would have said,
"I'll tell."
Yeah, I'll tell.
Well, you know, my mic is really loud there.
Yeah,
the whole program.
That's fine. I'll normalize it or something.
Well,
I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I'm more important, so.
So he said, she's basically saying that if he wouldn't have done that, this probably would have been different. But since he did that, it's not.
Well, no shit.
That's pretty,
right.
That's crazy.
If you hadn't put the gun in her hand, she'd be alive today. Well,
How long?
Or reloaded. She had lived until she would have found.
She could have went home and hung herself same night
wrist or whatever.
But that wasn't with his gun.
Yeah, but guns are. Yeah. So much more convenient.
Well,
know?
Yeah, it's
all
about
probably stoked. It's like, and yes, fuck yeah, gun.
We're living in a world of convenience. Huh?
For those that can't see, I'm tapping my nose in agreement with Matt.
I too am tapping my nose. What were you gonna say?
She was probably gonna kill herself anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. So she's just pissed that you should have been an adult and either walked away or done something about it.
You know,
I guess he did do something
about
it. He did exactly what I would have done. I don't know.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm nice.
No, you would have done it that other way, remember?
Oh,
you just set the bullets in the gun and, like,
exactly.
On the
that's exactly
leave.
What I would have done. It's what I've done.
You probably get the same.
Same effect. Same end game. Prosecutors said throughout the trial that Berta should have known Chahue was too distraught and intoxicated to be trusted with a loaded weapon, especially one with such emotional significance. This is the gun that killed your father, and now you can kill you with it. It's all, like, deep and shit. He had a speech and everything.
Sounds like a bad soap opera plot.
It totally does.
Whoa.
And then the gay brother walked in right as she did it, and... Yeah. Yeah, and then him and him made out.
And then it turns out she didn't kill herself. It was her evil twin. Her suicidal evil twin.
On next week's episode of The Young and the Restless.
Of the fucking lamp store.
Berta.
The
lampshade.
Berta should be a soap opera, The Lamp
the
Store.
The Lamp Store.
It would be a hit.
It would.
Berta's friends and his father. What?
Should we do it?
Make that show?
Should we do The Lamp Store?
I don't know. I'm not too into making movies.
We can do a skit.
Yeah, not at a... no, we gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, we need to finish
people, I've come to realize that on the internet, people's attention spans are about an hour tops.
If that.
But, so yeah. His friends and father described him as a compassionate person who made a mistake but always had the best interests of his friends at heart. She said she wanted to die. I just thought that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah, it's like, well, she wanted it, so I just let her have it.
I'd do anything for my friends.
Exactly.
I guess he was just a really good friend.
He was her best friend.
That explains it, doesn't it?
Exactly. Chakwe's family, however, said in a statement to the judge that a true friend would have ensured her safety. She probably did this, like, once every couple of days, you know? He was like, you know what? If you really want to do it, here, fucking do it. And she did, and he was like, exit stage right.
She's probably one of those people that just keeps saying they're going to do it for a long time.
Quote, "We are truly different people because of this." Her son, Jamie Chahue, said of himself and his father, David, "We both feel this is a situation where a small amount of common sense could have avoided this tragedy." Superior Court Judge John Agustin blah 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 said Berta showed very, very terrible judgment, but that he gave him less time than prosecutors sought because of Berta's lack of criminal history, the fact that alcohol and other factors weren't involved, and the knowledge that nothing would comfort Chahue's and Berta's families. See, alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
If she would have been stoned, I bet that never would have happened.
Nope.
That's it.
She would have said, "Hand me a fucking pie," instead of "Hand me a pie."
Exactly.
Yeah, give me something to eat.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Once again,
you guys got anything else? This has been the 10th fucking episode, dude. Congratulations to you, to me, to Travis, to Holly and Mike, everyone that's been a part of this, and all of our fucking listeners that make
us, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks to us for listening to us after the show.
And yeah, thanks, Sean. Well, this was fun.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you again
very soon.
Good. This is the kid I was talking about when we were talking about cooking up someone to eat, and I would sit you down.
Okay.
We'll have you later.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
I thought you meant sexually, so I was like,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
We could do that first. Yeah, tenderize it.
I prefer just to do it after you kill me. Cause,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Sicko. I don't care.
So, yeah, ending plugs. Go check out the Uncast. Fucking go. Okay. You guys should go listen to Team Drunk Ottawa just because Rianne is fucking whining. And I told her that if she had anything to say, we could go there. We could start a fucking war. But I don't know. I don't get the whole team thing. Like, it's a forums thing. There's different teams. It's just, I don't know. It's so main. They're so out of control. But they went with that name for their show, so that's cool. It's not the jam hole cool, but it's still cool. So go check them out. They're Keith and the Girl fans. They'll be on the cruise with us. If you guys want to go on that cruise, it's happening soon. So I think there's a few rooms left still. All the info is on keithandthegirl.com/events. Check that shit out. It's going to be a blast, and I will not be surprised if we don't sink that ship. Those guys are fucking nuts. Yeah, our MySpace, myspace.com/jamholepodcast. Be our fake fuck friend, blah, blah, blah. Email us and go vote. That's it. Jamming.
Sit down.